This is Passport to Texas. Counting birds at dawn during the Christmas bird count guarantees you'll see lots of them, which can lead to confusion.
Especially if you get into a big flock of robins or grackles, you just have to start estimating numbers. But it's really fun when you get big numbers of species. You know, you've only been out for an hour and you've got 30 species of birds. That's really fun.
Cliff Shackelford is a non-game ornithologist with Parks and Wildlife. This year's count is December 14th through January 5th.
There are over 100 Christmas bird counts in Texas, so chances are there's one in existence in your area.
Counts take place in 15-mile diameter circles.
Search for Christmas bird counts in Texas and figure out which one is nearest you. Also, you'll see who the compiler is, and you can get a phone number or email and start coordinating with that person.
Compilers act as captains of their circles and relay collected data to Audubon, which organizes the event.
And what they'll do is stick you with some seasoned vets, and that's really good because you learn a lot when you're out in the field with someone who's been doing this a while. Or if you're a seasoned veteran, they'll put you in an area that might be your own little area, and they might stick some people with you that you can share your knowledge. And so you go out with this team of observers, and you basically beat the bushes and try to see as much as you can see. It's a lot of fun.
The data helps researchers better understand trends as they relate to our feathered friends. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.